Good morning, Blue Chip Tool.
Good morning. Is Bill there?
Yeah, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Bill, can I help you?
Hey, Bill. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It was about 2 weeks ago, and it looks like the offer is based on some financing you did with Fifth Third back in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital, and looks like about $250K. So I just wanted to circle back with you and, you know, see what you got in the pipeline, where you guys might need some financing.
You know, right now I'm all right.
Yeah.
Maybe later in the year I might be purchasing new equipment, but right now I'm not.
Okay. So. That's great. Yeah, it's, you know, pretty typical. A lot of people do you kind of use it for Section 179, or, like, take advantage of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And what type of, you know, equipment do you usually look up to purchase?
Machine shop, so it'll be manufacturing equipment.
Yeah, like CNC machines.
Yeah.
Likely, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, sounds like you're pretty good on your equipment. But what about, like, the working capital side? Are you?
I don't have any problem with that.
No, okay.
No, I don't need to finance any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, working capital, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue. And
we're pretty cash-heavy here, so.
Yeah, no, that's, I hear you. Some of the machine shops I worked with in the past, they had to wait up to, you know, like 60 to 90 days to be paid out sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty typical, but we invoice pretty quick, and we've always been pretty cash-heavy. So we don't really have a, we never have any issues really with cash flow.
For cash flow, yeah. No, that's good. I know you probably use like a line of credit as a backup or something like that.
We do have a line of credit through Chase.
Through Chase.
But, you know, for a small business, we're very, very cash heavy.
No, yeah, that's great to be. I mean, yeah, that's you know, where you guys want to be, at least.
Financially, we've always been sound.
Okay, great. That's great to hear.
Yeah, we do usually finance our equipment, though.
Do you do that through Chase, or do you?
It varies.
Varies, yeah.
Finance through the machine houses, but usually we end up going through a bank. So.
Going through a bank, yeah. Okay. All right, and for that, like, the line of credit, is that something that you use often, or do you kind of, you just have that as a backup?
It's just as a backup. But, you know, I think when we redid, or last time we, because we don't have anything financed right now, and I think when we finance we combined a couple things. We bought a new van, and then we another piece of equipment, and we kind of combined everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we did that, they kind of just threw the line of credit on there anyway.
You know,
it's a secondary thing. Just to, I don't know why we don't, but it just they did, and we said okay.
Yeah,
it's always good. It's nice to have just in case, but.
Yeah, it's great to have, and they usually do that too. Like when you get them on a package like that, it's easier, you know, for them to give you, you know, everything you'd really need at that one time, you know.
Yeah. But, I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, is there an email, Bill? I can go and shoot you some info.
WFR, William Frederick Greeley, at bluechiptool.com.
At bluechiptool.com?
Yep.
Okay, and what is it you guys exactly, you know, machine over there, what's usually your big industries?
We're a pure job shop, so.
Okay.
You know, we do anything. Really, this isn't politically correct, but we're the whores of manufacturing.
The whores. Do anything. That's funny. Do you guys, like, is there a way? Because, most machine shops I talk to, they have that, you know, that problem with the late payment like that.
Yeah,
and
it's a very common thing of having people, you know, to the... You know, they just take forever to pay, but most of my customers pay. I have my 45s, I have some 90s, I have some 60s, but, I mean, it doesn't really cause us any problems.
And do you kind of, like, raise prices if they want to go out that far, or is there a way you can put in a contract that you guys can?
Yeah, we kind of, you know, with everything you do, you know, we do so many specialty things that, you know, most of our parts are jobs range. I mean, we don't really carry, you know, a big job for us might be, you know, we do mostly small jobs. So, I mean, you might be carrying as much as a whole from everybody, but you're not carrying, you know, I mean, right now I'm going to ship a $37,000 job tomorrow. Well, that's
that's
unusual. You know, that's a combination of many parts. And that might, I mean, I'll have to carry that, but that company pays net 45. So,
yeah,
I don't really worry about it because it's, to me, it might cut my profits down a little bit because of the time value money, but I'd rather, I'm in it for the long haul, not the short run. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's very smart. That really is. I was just, you know, kind of curious how that all worked out. I know.
Yeah, I know some people do it. I mean, if you're, like, we don't do work for P&G or something like that, but P&G is starting to finance their own.
Really?
Their finance, like, they'll, I know a company does a lot with them, and they'll do, you know, maybe a $100,000 job, and then actually P&G is allowing them to run a line of credit through them now.
Oh, wow.
They'll give you money out of that if you need it.
Yeah.
A really good rate. So they're like,
wow.
Yeah, that's, you know, they really love it. I mean, because I think P&G pushed everything out. They might be 120 days or something like that now for some of these projects. So, I did that to help compensate these houses that, you know, when you're floating $100,000 for 120 days, that's a lot different than.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is a lot different.
That it's something that they were actually had a line of credit. P&G gave them a line of credit where if you need to, you know, it's a pretty, I forget what he said the interest rate was, but it was really low. So
it was actually
really a double bonus for them because they could borrow money at a lower rate through that. Plus, I'm sure that they charged and they had a, you know, they're definitely have a rate higher. You know, their jobs are bid with them carrying that money out, too. So they're actually getting double bonus out of it.
No, yeah, they really are. Like they have
charging, yeah, they're charging P&G an interest rate a little bit behind the scenes. You know, P&G knows it's there, but they don't know it's there. And then they're borrowing money at a lower rate, so they're really doing a good, it's pretty smart.
No, it is, especially on, yeah, the
banks.
Especially
on a lot of money. I mean, that's, so. All right.
Yeah.
But just email it, and I'll keep you in mind.
All right, sounds good. And then I'll just check in, you know, next quarter, kind of see how things are going. And but Bill, thanks for your time. And I'll circle back.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.